back in the club colours this year, back lining out, winning an intermediate title. You've obviously seniors under your belt. You must be delighted, though, to get back out on the field and obviously have some success with that.
Yeah, I suppose, listen, it's a long time coming over the last couple of years, and I suppose, to be honest, for long stages over the last couple of years, it wouldn't even be possible to play in goals. But listen, we got back and I gave it every chance to play outfield this year, and I was fine, but it just the recovery time afterwards was too much, so I made a decision mid-season just to go back in goals. And you know, not even thinking about the intermediates, to be honest, I didn't know who was named senior, not named senior, and it just turned out the year that was in it. And listen, obviously personally just delighted to get to play again in a competitive environment with the club, with the boys. So yeah, listen, for many reasons, just absolutely delighted.
You mentioned the word competitive. It was certainly a competitive game, maybe up until you got that goal, the only goal of the game. Croke, you know, gave you a ferocious challenge, but probably crucially, you were never behind in the game. You know, they did get it back level, but you managed to kick on again, and I suppose that's a testament to the squad. They managed to bring in a couple of fresh sets of legs coming in down the stretch and push for home.
Yeah, I think the first half, like, there was a strong breeze there. I don't know how evident it was now, but it was a very strong breeze in the early doors. We were in 4 or 5 points up, and listen, Croke had a purple patch the last 7 or 8 minutes in the first half, brought it back to 3, and they started the exact same way. But I kind of said at half time, if a chance came for a goal, you know, it was a crucial score, and I think when we got that goal, the game was dead. But up to that, it was nip and tuck, but as we said, that goal was very crucial.
Yeah, it's obviously in the Premiership second team. They've been knocking on the door at this grade since they got up from junior. They've been thereabouts for a number of occasions, even I think last at the final 2 years ago. If people might look at the second team and say a second team might just be maybe thrown together, it's just kind of the leftovers, if you like, from a senior team. But it's most certainly not that. That's not the case in the picture. There's real stalwarts here. There's guys that have dropped down, but there's also guys, I suppose, trying to make a name for themselves, you know, within the club and further afield.
Yeah, well, I suppose the reality is that I would imagine if you asked any person from any other club in Limerick today, they were probably going for Croke. And if the shoe was on the other foot, I'd have been the same as well. You know, you'd love to see a club like that beat a club second team. But listen, that's us here in the Pearshig. I suppose the reality underneath it all is that we need, whatever about myself and James and Pat, and I have to mention Ward Helen Dempsey as well. I was so delighted to see him back, considering what he's been through as well. But we need people to try break into our senior team. You know, we played Ballygunner, we didn't win. You know, we need an injection of youth coming, and the reason why this was so important to us is not for me, not for the lads that are their years, but to give the younger lads a very high standard to play on, and that they can build on that now next year.
And also the fact as well, you know, people sometimes throw it about in the Pearshig City Club, they have such a great pick, but it takes time and effort to knit guys together and to bring guys through the ranks. And I suppose you've many stalwarts there even on the line this afternoon that have served the club so well. It doesn't just happen, I think it's fair to say, for any club.
Yeah, and listen, I'm not going to give the poor mount and say that we don't have the numbers, and that is the easy comment that can be thrown out there. But I suppose, again, the reality is, I mean, if you look at our 17s this year, they didn't get out of the group, or 19s were disappointed. And you know, our 21s, so, like, you know, we have bodies, but it's just trying to bring them on to the next level. And we're very lucky to be competing in premier competitions all the way through from underage. Like, our 15s won the county championship this year, and we put a great emphasis on the underage in the club, because I suppose over the last couple of years the senior team that's there now has remained the same, with the exception of 2 or 3, and we're hoping that we get another 2 or 3, and what better way to do it than playing premier intermediate in Limerick.
And tell me, celebration of yourself tonight, a relief as much as anything that you're, as you said already, back in a competitive environment.
Yeah, well, I think since I started playing this year, it was a win for me, but it's all about the club, you know, and as you said, celebration, so it will absolutely take place. It's very important for us. We're a long time doing it, and as Pat said in his speech, the likes of Emmett Beston has put in huge work with his team over the last couple of years. So listen, there's many people to thank, but it's a great day for the club.